chalk it up to the government making $10.2 billion a year in tax money off of our health.
Alcohol math. Hashtag.
Alcohol math.
Hey everyone, welcome to the first episode of the Mocktails Made Us podcast.
It's Brittany's birthday!
Happy birthday, babe! Podcast about how removing or limiting alcohol has helped people live a more rewarding and fulfilling life. So we're your co-hosts, Matt, and that was Britt. We're a couple of knuckleheads in our late 30s living in beautiful, sunny Las Vegas, Nevada. I like to say if we can be alcohol-free here, it's possible to be alcohol-free anywhere.
You can do it too.
So we've both been alcohol-free since 2023, slightly.
I kind of like that ring. Alcohol-free since 23.
I like it. That's why we did it in 2023, actually, so we could have that rhyme. That was my long-term plan, actually. Yeah.
Help me with my jingles. I love jingles.
So we both had slightly different journeys to an alcohol problem and obviously away from it. So me personally, my alcohol problem started my first drinking night of college. Went out, had a bunch of beers, came back, put them all back down the sink in the dorm room. I know I've apologized to James many times, but sorry again, man, for clogging our sink for the first year
of college. And this is a fun fact. I didn't even know this. I'm just learning this amazing college behavior of Matt. So,
funner fact, James has been sober for like 10 years. So
I don't know if that's more fun than you clogging the dorm room sink on the first night.
Well, that was like foreshadowing of my 20-year relationship with alcohol. I wish I would have read the tea leaves that night and formed a healthier relationship. But, you know, I struggled for 20 years. Summer of 2022, living here in Las Vegas, you know, going out, free drinks, just flowing strong, free drinks, just flowing nonstop all day and night. So I came across the Huberman podcast in like the fall, winter of 2022, listened to it a couple of times. He talks about the negative impacts of alcohol, but also the positive impacts of quitting alcohol. And I have an autoimmune disease, psoriatic arthritis, that I struggle with. So I'm always looking for ways that I can improve my life. I'm also pretty big into health, fitness, eating, right? That sort of thing. Listening to that podcast and like hearing the negative impacts and the benefits of stopping the consumption of alcohol just sort of pushed me over to that edge. So I started with Dry January in 2023. And we have this little fridge magnet that I got for us. And daily, I'd grab us coffee in the morning and then update the day of soberness on the board.
And I said this, it lasted 17 days.
It lasted 17 days. Because at day 17, I had just gotten like so much time back. I wasn't hungover. I wasn't like staying. I was sleeping better. It was just everything in my life got better in 17 days. And I was like, shit, what have I been doing for the past 20 years? I need to cut this shit out. And 500 whatever days later, here I am. No plans to look back. And yeah, so that's my story, babe. What about you?
So ours kind of aligns, just very tidbit, as in the fact that it started in our 20s. So yes, mine started in my early 20s. I was living in Las Vegas, acting like a heathen, for lack of a better name. My friends and I, we would go out drinking, and our drinking would lead to more rubbish, for lack of a better word, and which would lead to a very good time. And then the good time would lead to a very bad time trying to nurse that, or we would just have hair of the dog and keep it going for months at a time. God knows. So I kind of continued in this cycle for the next 20 years, but I would take big breaks from alcohol, like 3 months, 7 months at a time, or like highly moderating for a good 9 months. But moderation always just led me back to binge drinking, because I, when it comes to alcohol, I'm like a Pac-Man for tequila sodas. I love them, I guess. I don't really love them anymore, but I did love them. I thought they were water, and I would tell you that. Like, who needs water when you have tequila soda lime?
Oh, yeah. It's like there's a sandwich in every pint of beer or something, you know, very similar.
Yeah. So
all these little lies we tell ourselves.
I was actually very convinced that tequila was water and that's all I needed to survive. With that being said, Matt asked me to do dry January with him after we had been weekend warrioring for the war.
Not even just weekend. We were like afternoon warriors.
Yeah. Happy hour warriors. We were drinking. We were living our best downtown Las Vegas lives in our new relationship. And so we did that for about a year. And then Matt heard the He Ruben podcast. So did I, but I'm a little bit more stubborn in my way. So somehow I was not highly affected by
that. I'm glad that's actually recorded because that's highly, what you usually say about me, but.
Oh yeah, but I wasn't as highly affected by it. I was like, tequila soda, still water. Anyways, he convinces me to do dry January. I do dry January with him. I feel a little bit better, but I'm going through a bunch of personal stuff in my life too. So what are you supposed to do when you're going through personal shit? You're supposed to drink, right? Mm-hmm. So I decided to start drinking again right after dry January. And I did it until about mid-March when the drinking somehow miraculously was not solving my problems. Like I was Shocker. Just getting more anxiety and I was getting more depressed and I was sleeping way less. So I was like, oh, I guess this shit's not working for me. So I decided to jump back on the bandwagon with Matt and
all aboard.
It's been more than a year now. And I think the difference between this time and every other time was the stars aligned. No, not really. I think it's the stars were in the right place at the right time. But really, I used to be like, God, I'm out of control. Like, I'm such a heathen. I'm insane. Like, I can't be acting like this. I need to be sober. So I have to be sober. But this time, I decided to look at it as a lifestyle change. And instead of thinking I have to be sober, I now think I get to be sober. Mm-hmm. And Matt and I have now built a lifestyle around it. Instead of it being a negative, it's become so positive every single way.
Doing it together with Brittany, you know, you've just been so helpful to do it together. And that's a big reason why we created the Mocktails Made Us, like an Instagram page, and evolving to do this podcast too. It's just drinking is like so ingrained, you know, when I was down in college, like shit, first weekend of college, time to go find some frat parties and get blasted.
And throw up in the sink.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, everyone does it.
You'll throw up in the sink. You didn't do college, right?
Yeah. And it's like you have a good day. Well, let's toast a glass to celebrate. If we have a bad day, well, better drink your sorrows away. If you're bored or whatnot, have a drink and something fun and exciting.
Something exciting will happen to you.
Yeah, it's called a hangover. So we created this as like a way, like, what is life without alcohol? Like, let's stop glamorizing an alcohol-fueled lifestyle and really shine some light on the glamorous alcohol-free lifestyle that's out there. Because when we first stopped drinking, then we get a lot of questions about like, hey, how's it going? Like, it's got to be hard to stop drinking in Las Vegas, where it's almost like you walk into a casino and like, oh, what do you have? Vodka soda, tequila soda, you want a beer? Yeah, so how do you do that? And we created this account as a way to really break down that barrier and show everyone like living a life alcohol free is so exciting. Like, we still go out to wonderful dinners, and instead of getting a bunch of drinks, we'll get an extra appetizer, maybe a second dessert to take home with us or something. We go to a concert. And like the best part about it all is like the next day, instead of like waking up feeling like shit and was like, what band did we see last night? Or like, we ate something good, but like,
shoe in the hallway of our apartment?
Yeah, exactly. Now it's like, that band was amazing. I remember they played this song that I had hoped for them to play. Or like, hey, that like crab cake appetizer last night was phenomenal. Let's try and make that next weekend. And it's just flipping the script is like a complete 180. And it's just such like a wonderful way to live. But the first thing when you create an Instagram account, which is the first account we created, is they prompt you for a name. So we had to figure out a name.
That was really fun. It was very fun to pick out a name with Matt.
fun in air quotes. Yeah.
Very fun experience. I hope to never do it again. That's how fun it was.
Yeah. Well, we don't have to do it again now. That's the greatest thing. Yeah.
We start on this journey, and Matt's a little bit more literal than I am. So he's really digging deep into the ChatGPT and the Google.
Give me 100 names for a non-alcohol drinking blog.
And I have like this, I'm more of the artsy craftsy one. So I have this big ass board of writing like these words down that are supposed to inspire us.
It's like a word storm cloud.
As Matt reads off ChatGPT titles, and I'm like, no, no, you stop that. And finally, we're just at our wit's end. Matt and I, and also what you'll learn to know about Matt and I, we don't really argue. We might banter a little bit, but we don't argue, and we don't really get mad at each other.
Humorous banter.
Yeah. Anyway, so I was just sitting there trying to like put things together, and it dawned on me, like, because we've been making some mocktails as something to do in early sobriety. And I was like, well, the tequila used to make me act crazy, but what could these mocktails make me do? Like, if you take out the tequila and you drink mocktails, your life is going to be more productive. And so that's kind of like our journey of what happened after we traded in the tequila for the mocktail. And so that is how the mocktails made us. Because what did the mocktails make us do? Create this podcast.
So on our Instagram page, we share about our personal journeys and also sobering. I love dad jokes, just sharpening that sword for when we have kids. Like, I think recently I shared that I found 3 million people a year die of alcohol-related causes, which is just like a mind-blowingly large problem that we're really not doing anything about.
Oh, and then after those 3 million people die per year, let's just chalk it up to the government making $10.2 billion a year in tax money off of our health.
Alcohol math, hashtag.
Alcohol math.
But there's like just so much disinformation, like wrong information, hidden information. And here's another fun alcohol math fact. Didn't expect to have a pop quiz on this, did you?
No, I didn't, but I'm always down for a pop quiz.
All right, so that like famous study about red wine is super healthy for you. You should drink a glass of red wine.
Don't you know it's good for your heart?
Yeah, it's great. It has so many health benefits for you. So the like healthy compound is called resveratrol. And guess how many milligrams of this resveratrol you need that's been proven in studies to have a positive health impact? How many milligrams?
I don't know. Tell me, enlighten me, sweetie.
Okay, well, this defeats the purpose of a pop quiz, but for brevity's sake, it's 150 milligrams of resveratrol to see health benefits.
So how much is one bottle?
So how much is in one bottle of red wine? 6 milligrams. So, you know, don't put me on the spot to do the math, but it's like cases of wine that you would need to drink per day to see like the impact, the positive health impact of resveratrol.
25 bottles of wine a night.
Yeah, that's it?
Just 25 bottles a night.
So that's like 100 glasses of wine, you know, which is just insane. It's like, what else don't we know? So we share a lot about those sobering facts about alcohol in addition to our personal journeys and, you know, other people that inspire us with their journeys.
So then how did the Mocktails Made Us podcast come to be? Once we got immersed into our Instagram, we started talking to lots of other people, and we started having these really interesting conversations, and we wanted to not only share our story, because the way to getting sober, there's so many different ways. It's not a one size fits all, because not everyone starts the same way. Mm-hmm. And so different strokes for different folks. So if we only shared our story with people and our knowledge, we wouldn't be able to help all sorts of people. So if we are able to share not only our stories, but the amazing stories of others and what the mocktails made them do, I feel like we can just reach and grow as a community and really help one another. And that is why we are doing this podcast. And this podcast isn't just for the person who is dead sober. It is for them, but it's also for people that are looking to moderate, like highly moderate their drinking. It's for the people that are Cali sober. We will be talking to some people about plant medicine on here. It has a little bit of something for every single person. And that's why we are so excited to be here with you and to have you guys join us.
Yeah, you've heard what the mocktails have made us do. And we're going to talk to a lot of really cool people about what the mocktails have made them do. And maybe even I'm more excited to hear what the mocktails have made you do.
So that's all for this week. Please tune in next week. We have a very, very exciting guest.
Yeah. And in the interim, please follow us on Instagram at The Mocktails Made Us for some really interesting alcohol facts, how we enjoy being alcohol free.
And some sober comedy by yours truly.
Was that by you or by me?
That's by me.
All right. Yeah. You're the funny one, I guess. Yeah, for sure.
The funny one.
All right.
And until next time, I will be off celebrating my 39th birthday.